Results? Change of ends.
Right.
I'm a professional. I'm going to wait for the change of ends before reading out a list of fruits. Someone's got to uphold standards around here. That was for you, Jeffrey.
15:30. Aye, they're a rowdy bunch, aren't they? What time is it? Oh, it's midnight. Got into the witching hour. All bets are off now. Runa serves down the tee. The chooses to take it off the backhand, returns around. Now swivels to the forehand and just lofts that ball with no pace on it. Flats at the backhand cross court deep to the backhand centre of the court from Runa. Runa slides into his forehand into the centre of the court again. Inside out forehand from Zverev. An angle found by Runa down the line and long from Zverev.
Runa still going through his hat straightening, shirt pulling, twitching routine before he goes to serve. Very quick between points, isn't he? No time wasted.
Just wind down the old clock, doesn't he? 1 second, gets the serve away. He's a bundle of energy. Serve out wide, forehand, slam back and cross court to the fourth, then goes centre of the court, the inside out forehand. This is Runa serving at 30 all, drops the ball over short through the middle of the court. The slice now from Runa, the double handed backhand flat down the line from Zverev, who plays a forehand down the other wing, and he has the point, and he has a break point opportunity. Runa gathers up his balls. Three in hand, one discarded, one in the pocket. Serve down the tee. Blocked back, driven out of the air. This is break points. Zverev. Oh, off the shoelaces of Runa. Pulled out a half volley from the baseline. Then he goes drop shot. Here comes Zverev. He pushes it down the line. The lob is up. The backhand flick doesn't get a hold of that. Oh, great play at the net from Sasha Zverev. Excellent defence. Runa's furious with himself. And it's Zverev who's got the early break. 2-1 in the fourth set.
Oh, well played from Alexander Zverev, but Runa, well, he'll be ruining the moments there because he just didn't, again, make quite the right decision at quite the right time.
Jenny says, I've been wondering all day, Gigi, why you wanted everyone to vote for another pineapple to be brought into our river. I didn't know that was the thing. I didn't know that the winning fruit came in. Sounds like a special guest. I didn't know that was the deal.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
I have the results.
He brought it up. Could he bring it
inaugural 2024 Radio Roland Garros Favourite Fruit Survey.
Pablo Jalapeno Buster. Thank you, Willie. Sorry.
In third place.
Oh, I've got another pineapple coming in.
Strawberries.
Really? Mm. Oh, we don't. They're so small that we don't want more of those in, do we? Oh, that was Stefan's.
We have three in at second place.
Three. What could we have won?
Raspberries.
Oh, you like a raspberry.
Mango.
I do like a mango.
And actually, I've just seen Simon's writing. Blueberries are slightly ahead of the other two.
Does that mean they're first?
No, it means they are joint first with pineapple.
Who are?
Blueberries.
Are they?
Yeah, so...
You just made that up.
No, look. There are the results.
God, I mean, you've just thrust a piece of paper with just scribble all over it.
But if Marcus, if you're listening, can you bring blueberries and pineapple in?
Well, I'm not sure we need the second pineapple.
Pineapples on nine, blueberries.
I didn't see one vote throughout the day for blueberries, so I'm not sure how that happened. Zverev serves down.
Are you suggesting?
I think you're suggesting
corruption at the heart of Radio Roland Garros.
100%. I do like a blueberry, though.
Extraordinary.
And Marcus, can you bring in a knife and a plate and whatever else you need to cut up the pineapple?
And some custard, just to have with it.
Pineapple and custard?
Anything in custard.
Oh, that's disgusting. 2-1, love 15. Zverev looking to consolidate the rank. Remember, he trails by 2-1 in this fourth round match.
If it makes you feel better, Tanya's in Edinburgh and she says pineapple is the best fruit.
I mean, it is. I just wouldn't mind it sort of ready to eat version rather than this thing that we've got looking at us here. As I put a picture on my Instagram of it sitting pride of place on our table. Love 15. Serve down the tee. Block back, sits up for Zverev to bring down with a forehand into the corner. A lofted ball up and a pat away from Zverev for 15 all.
Lizzie in Utah has a question about Olympic qualification for us. Is there a limit to how many players come from a single country who can, and how many players from a single country can qualify for the Olympics? And would that limit be for the entire tournament or for each individual event? Like if Coco Gauff didn't qualify for the singles, but she did for the doubles, could she still go?
I should say the American team is confirmed. Gauff, Collins, Pegula, Keys. That's their four. Emma Navarro just missing out off that great run. Well, firstly by Collins this year, but secondly from Keys through the clay season. Backhand cross court, the inside in whipped forehand from Runa. Runa steps back into a backhand. It's a mid-court ball. Then the forehand down the other wing and wide from Holger Runa as Zverev looks to consolidate his break, and he's got points to do just that now for 3-1.
Well, it's all going to be based on the rankings that will be released on Monday. That's the 10th of June. Each country, each national Olympic committee can qualify up to 12 athletes, 6 women and 6 men. 4 of those in each can go into each singles draws. And you can also have 2 entries each in the doubles draws. 1 entry in mixed doubles.
Game point. Deep return. Netted. It was on the back foot. Falling backwards. Zverev fell off the ball.
So in order to be eligible, and this is worth mentioning, that players have to have played Billie Jean King Cup and Davis Cup for their country.
That's why you'll have noticed a flurry of players playing it this year, most recently.
The singles draws, men's and women's, will be 64 players. 56 of those will go straight in based on ranking, respecting the maximum quota of 4 per country. France has 1 secured spot because it's the host country, but it won't use it if French athletes are already qualified.
And there are wild cards.
There are 6 ITF places.
But it's for former gold medal winners or Grand Slam champions. Stan Wawrinka is talking about asking for one of those spots, and Andy Murray didn't only ask for one of those spots if he felt he could compete.
So they have to be, in order to qualify for one of those spots, you have to be an Olympic or Grand Slam champion, as Gigi said, but you also have to be in the singles top 400.
The backhand placed through the middle of court from Zverev. It is juice. He's looking to consolidate his break, and it's popped back by Runa. It's scooped up by Zverev, and it's flat cross court from Runa. Runa with his backhand redirects up the line. The forehand cross court from Runa. Runa slaps that ball again. No pace on it. What does he do? He gets the error. How many times have we seen that this evening?
And that's what he did so well in that third set. Just to wrap up, it's a 32-team draw in men's and women's doubles, 16-team draw in mixed doubles.
Break back point for the day.
Let's focus.
Second serve, taking a long time, getting ready for it. Shoots it down the tee, comes back deep in the court, pushes Rare back, who scampers back up to the baseline, unloads on his forehand, and the backhand through the middle. There's no pace balls coming from Runa at the moment. Zverev off backhand into the corner. Zverev with a big forehand cross court to the sliding forehand centre of the court from Runa. Clips the top of the net from Zverev. The inside out forward. There's no pace on these balls. And again, he gets the error. That's how he's been getting the errors. He's not giving Zverev any pace to work with. And we are back on serve. Two games all four set. Mum Runa pumping her fist. Very happy with that. Still got a way to go.
And the chance of Holger goes around court, Philippe Chatrier, and Runa just nodding to himself as if to say, yes, that's what I need to keep doing. Yeah. That's what I did right.
Deep breath taken by the young man, just 21 years of age, as he snaps the first serve into the net. Serve out wide, and it spins back to his feet, and it's placed into the net from Runa, who didn't move his feet, just swung his body into that. He adjusts the shirt and the shoulders. He's nodding towards the ball boy to scoop up a couple of balls. He's back in position. The baseball cap is touched twice. The shoes, shrugs the right arm while Zverev just lifts up the front of his top and drops it again. And the inside out forehand finds the back edge of the line. If we do go to a fifth, we're going to be hearing from Casper Ruud at the end of this fourth set. Ruud waiting in the wings. He will face Novak Djokovic in the quarterfinals. That will test out the Djokovic knee.
It will. If there is a player you don't want to play and you've got a slightly dodgy knee, yeah, it's going to be Casper Ruud. I mean, he sounded as though he had qualified optimism about at least being fit enough to play.
Yeah.
Obviously, well, I mean, a lot depends on how the knee shapes up tomorrow when he wakes up, having played those 10 sets of tennis.
Drop shot from Ruud. Oh, that was delightful. Yeah, once the adrenaline's gone, the knee is rested and he wakes up tomorrow morning.
Well, we've had an interesting email from Jody on exactly that topic, which we'll discuss when we got a bit of a break in play. She has very firm views on these things.
Right, I look forward to those firm views. 30-15, 2-all from being a breakdown. We're back on serve and Runa is looking to put his nose in front on serve. Wow, three ball boys come for that ball. That's efficiency for you. Back they go. Quarter past 12 at night. Serve out wide. The backhand to the feet of Runa. Hits a backhand through the middle of the court. Cross court to cross court. They go. The backhand redirects up the line. Back up the line, the forehand from Runa. Cross court, the backhand goes Zverev. Cross court from Runa with the backhand. The backhand centre of the court. The forehand whipped cross court from Zverev. Snapped cross court from Runa. Forehand to forehand they go. Squash shot pick up from Runa. Will not find the court. And it's 30-all. Kasparagas Root. Monique is excelling herself.
She is. She's been on fire this evening.
There to you all, to all. How big a point might this be in the context of this match? Well, we've got to get the crowd to settle before we find out. Right, they've been told off. 2 hours 45 on the clock. Serve out wide. The forehand is in play inside the baseline. The forehand is good from Runa. Oh, he picks up the half volley. He doesn't make it, and it's break point Zverev. Oh, to regain the advantage and the lead. Zverev trailing by 2-1, but this would put him a break up. 2:46 on the clock as Rune serves down the tee. It's lofted back. It's a drop shot. Oh, that's a delightful, delightful shot. Oh, Zverev says it's out, though. He's walking back to his chair with the break. Oh, no! He was going to sit down. He's run back. Renno Lichtenstein saying it's good. Zverev was heading back to his chair to sit down. Zverev has got his racket on his head. He cannot believe it. Rune has gone to his towel. Zverev's gone back to the mark. Renno Lichtenstein's gone back to his chair. Oh, wow. I mean, he was, wasn't he, Ellie? He'd gone back to his chair.
He absolutely was utterly convinced, but he was standing very close to where the ball landed. It was an exquisite drop shot from Rune. And it had so much loft on it that it looked as though it was going to go out. And that's sometimes just the way that Rune hits the ball. So Zverev just needs to shake that one off.
Yeah, we've just
seen
a replay and it was the right call. It was a good call.
Well, these umpires and officials, they know what they're doing.
Yep. Top level umpires, as you'd expect at a Grand Slam. Deuce, 2-2.
And players are always utterly convinced of their rightness.
Down the tee, mid-court ball. Rune cushions the... Oh, my word! The touch and feel he just showed with that half volley off his shoelaces, cross-court on the angle to bring up game point.
You can hear just a cry of Holger, Holger, go round court, Philippe Chatrier. I think the crowd may have picked a favourite here.
Serve down the tee. Long. Zverev, he looks his box and say, you kidding me? Rune, it was only for a hold. But that controversial point came on the break point for Zverev. And Zverev doesn't cross over the chair until Rune has made his way past, which he does. Zverev is chewing the chain. The players are sitting down and Rune is ahead 3-2 on serve by 2-1.
Well, let's read Jodie's email because I'm interested to get your thoughts on this.
And just say, Courtney Walsh says, always knew blueberries had it in them.
Oh, he's right, Courtney. Well,
I still think there were some dodgy things that have gone on there.
Mutter, 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 mutter. Jodie from the US here. This is the reason why I say if you've got an injury, she's talking about Novak Djokovic, and she says, I say if you've got an injury and you have any doubt, in capital letters, about whether you're going to be able to play your next match, you retire. She says the chances are probably better than 50% that Novak won't even play the next match because he'll want to heal up for Wimbledon. That's a big call.
He'll play. 100% he'll play.
It's a huge call given that you haven't seen a scan, you haven't seen a medical report. You may be a doctor or a physiotherapist, Jodie, but we don't know exactly what the state of Novak Djokovic's knee is. And certainly by the end of that match, he said he was playing basically without any pain, and he certainly was moving without any obvious impairment. So
yes, he's quoted as saying, I don't know if I'll play the quarterfinal, we'll wait and see. He felt fine towards the end, but as you said, they're going to be scans and things that can't be done, couldn't be done till afterwards. And I'm sure if they say to him, look, this is what you've got, if you play and it'll aggravate it and you could risk the summer and Wimbledon Olympics, then he won't play. But if they say, look, this is what it is and you'll be fine, then he will.
Yeah, and also you're assuming that players in the heat of battle, in the moment of a big match, are able to somehow have enough information to be able to make that decision. Well, I'm definitely not going to be able to play my next match, so therefore I'll retire. It's one thing if, you know, you have an unfortunate incident and, you know, like the kind of calamity that befell Alexander Zverev when he went over and clearly his ankle was done for. He wasn't going to be able to play. Well, he didn't play for another year. So that's a slightly different situation. But when a player has something which is a twinge, they have a bit of treatment on it, they feel a bit better, they take a painkiller, they can move again. I think it's unreasonable to expect them to make such an important decision and deny themselves the opportunity to play in a quarterfinal.
Backhand down the line, winner from Zverev, 15-all. Apparently there is an official investigation being launched into the counting of the favourite foots as to why Blueberries got where they got to.
Have you just made that up?
The IFIA are investigating, according to Courtney Walsh.
I thought Courtney was quite happy for Blueberries to be winning.
He was. It may have been a little comment I made after that. Possibly.
When you say a little comment, what you mean is you put, I think there has been some dodgy counting.
That would be the comment. Yes, that would be.
I can't believe you're questioning my integrity on a matter as important as this.
15:30. How about this for a point of importance? Zverev had a break point, didn't convert, complained about the call. Rune held. Zverev had the early break in this fourth set. Now he's 2-3. 15:30 down. Serves down the tee. It's blocked back. It won't find the court.
I mean, if I was going to fix it, I'd have fixed it so that Blueberries won.
No, that would have been too an obvious a fix. This way you're thinking, well, I'm placating her and I'm putting Blueberries up there. You see, I think you're too clever just to do an obvious fix. Because I wouldn't have believed you. I still don't really, but...
I sort of like the very, very backhanded compliment
police
I got in the
get
middle
you,
of there.
You see? The dodgy voting.
The fruit voting police.
Fruit
the very
voting
niche
police.
Department of the of the French police force.
Very important department. Game point Zverev to lock us in at 3-3 fourth set. There's a lady looking very pensive, but I don't know who she's supporting. She looks a bit nervous. Maybe more on the Zverev camp right now. Zverev distracted by something in the crowd, so he resets. Serve down the tee, snap back, mid-court ball. Zverev goes cross-court, finishes it off, holds to 30. We are locked in at 3-3.
Hammer in Oakland, California says, deeply disappointed.
So am I. Are we deeply disappointed about the same thing?
I'm not sure. I'm giving that one to you as a vote of confidence for your ridiculous, unfounded allegations.
Drops over from Rune. In comes Zverev. Tries to pass Zverev, who volleys deep. Lobbies up from Rune. The smash is down from Zverev. It's picked up from Rune. It's volleyed away by Zverev.
Chad says, hello again, ladies. I propose that June the 3rd should now be annually designated as a fruit day for Radio Roland Garros. How do you like them apples? Love the tennis. Love the banter about anything and everything else. Well, thank you, Chad.
Thank you, Chad.
I like that idea. I like us having theme days.
What's tomorrow? Rune snaps the first serve into it, looking to come in off the back of the serve. 2 hours 55 on court. Serve down the tee, kicks up the off forehand from Zverev. Zverev with his double-hand backhand net, looking to go over the highest part of the net. Saw an opening, couldn't make the most of it, stares down across at it, and it's 15-15.
Meanwhile, Monica's battery is going. I'm walking home from work, and you are pacing me for as long as my battery lasts. Well, it might be our batteries that go.
Well, you might have to walk faster. What if you walk faster?
If you haven't got a lot of battery left. Well, maybe we should talk faster if her battery's running out.
Serve out wide from Rune. The forehand cross court. The drop shot from Rune. Here comes Zverev. Scoops it up over the head. Oh! The flick and the touch from Zverev behind his back again. It's such a difficult shot to play. The high backhand volley. Rune is motioning to his box. I know I should have got more lift.
Yeah, it's very hard to... It's like lobbing the Empire State Building, isn't it? Trying to get a ball over Alexander Zverev's head. Such a tall man. Chris says, Can I ask, if Rune is hitting with no pace, why is Zverev having such a hard time?
Well, he's wanting to feed off the pace of the ball, and then suddenly when Rune switches it up and gives him a no-pace ball, largely Zverev's overhitting.
That's why it's such a smart tactic.
Serve down the tee, the drop shot from Rune, the scooped redrop from Zverev. He tries a little scooped approach this time, Rune, but he's losing those cat-and-mouse rat-a-tat battles with Zverev at the net. Break point Zverev for 4-3.
And Rune looked furious with himself, but just wasn't a good enough drop shot, and Zverev made it. Allowed the German another bite of the cherry, and that's where Zverev has made really good purchase. His net play has been really, really strong tonight.
Serve down the tee, the backhand's in play, it's break point Zverev. In comes Rune, he volleys into the corner, the scoop up from Zverev, they put away from Rune, leapt up at the net, slammed it away, and the first of the two break points has been saved.
Well, a jack-in-a-box jump did the work for Holger Rune there. Good anticipation. Anticipated one more shot, was ready for one more shot, and when it came, he was there to put the ball away.
Converted 5 from the 15 opportunities he's had. Sasha Zverev is another one. He's got a second serve to look at to try and convert and move to 4-3 in the fourth. Serve into the body. The backhand is pulled out by Zverev. Zverev lays into his backhand now down the line. Got to get away from the Zverev. Backhand takes it to the forehand, goes down the line. Backhand sent to the court from Rune. Rune's a long way back and hits the forehand to the forehand. Zverev goes down the line. So far back, Holger Rune skews it and Zverev gets the break. He leads by 4-3 as Rune just tries that backhand again. That's what I should have done. It's not what I did. And Zverev has a chance to step up shortly and serve a 5-3 in this fourth set.
Just watching Zverev, because as we know, he's diabetic.
There's another racket coming.
Quite often in these long matches, he has to do a quick test of his blood sugar, make sure that the levels are where they need to be. He's got a little sort of black pouch which has all his testing kit in.
Rune has been handed a new racket this time, but he's not going to use it, so he pops it in the bag.
He's sipping from his sustainable Perrier water bottle that all the players have been given. Quite fancy, those. Have you got one of those? As Empress of Roland Garros?
No, I don't have one of those.
Oh, you need to make some inquiries. Well, surely as a coach, you're eligible.
I think the problem is, when you go to these events, you're lucky enough to be given things. And I have a lot of water bottles.
I do too.
And I have children who have a lot of water bottles. And my other half, he was like, just don't come back with any more water bottles. I'm banned from bringing back, although one of the twins loses water bottles on a daily basis, but I'm banned from bringing water bottles back.
As am I. In fact, see? I had a very clear instruction. Don't bring any water bottles. Or sometimes, frankly, quite a sarcastic, oh good, another water bottle.
I get that too. When I come back, I leave them on the kitchen table and it's like, oh, I see. That's all I get, oh, I see. So, no, I'm trying to avoid water bottles. Ace from Zverev out wide and it's 4-3, 15 love.
Similarly, I get, are you sure you have enough backpacks?
Oh, okay.
Because we do get quite a lot of backpacks, especially if you work, for example, at Olympic Games.
They give you lots of stuff.
You quite often get two backpacks and you arrive with one, so you've got three backpacks. And then if you multiply that by 8 Olympic Games, in my case, it's quite a lot of backpacks.
Yeah, in Tokyo, they give us a nice sort of long bag as well as the backpack, which I'm still finding very useful. My other half seems to have commandeered the rucksack. Long from Runa, 30 love. And towels. Obviously, towels is the other one that we have a lot of.
Yes. I've also been told no more tennis towels. Only towels that we've bought from now on. I mean, we swim a lot because we live by the sea. Yeah. So we use them as beach towels.
Oh, that's good. 4-3-30 love.
I mean, it sounds like we're complaining about freebies. We're very much not. We're very privileged, and we do understand that.
Serve down the tee. Blocked back over. Zverev cross. Oh, we just about got the cushion volley from Zverev. He eases his way to force love. He's got points now for 5-3 in the fourth.
I don't know why Stefan's chuckling.
Stefan, you're commentating on the
gallows
humour. Fifth set.
Stefan is doing the fifth.
That took a couple of seconds to sink in.
Pickle says, I'm watching the match on mute and listening to your commentary instead.
Game point. Missed serve out wide. A couple of steps taken inside the court from Zverev. Bouncing the ball up to the baseline and that rhythmical swaying from Runa. Inside the baseline, takes it with the forehand, slaps it back, crunched into the net off the forehand. Game point for 5-3 in the fourth set. Set that Zverev must win. Zverev ready now and reaches up and uncoils into the serve, into the body. That backhand is a good dig from Runa, who nets on the follow-up backhand. And that is 5-3. And Sasha Zverev is now a game away from taking us the distance in this round of 16 match. Zverev has a quick word up to his box, probably asking either for a drink or more rackets, because Dad seems to be having a little rustle around down by his feet.
Bedding in for the fifth set, making sure he's got everything in place.
We're going to quite literally bed in.
I'm first on tomorrow. I'm going to be curled up under the
Well, the three of us are back here tomorrow. Backhand, down the line, forehand, off the frame from Zverev.
I mean, that's the next step forward, equipping the Radio Roland Garros studio with bunk beds, duvets, pillows.
I mean, it would save us the walk in the morning, wouldn't it? But at least tomorrow morning, the boulangeries will be open. So if we have a very late finish, Stefan, we're going in one of those. We resisted today. Very good.
I think you should use it as an emergency measure. And I think since we look like we might be going into a fifth set here, tomorrow morning you might need emergency measures. Stefan has decreed that. Hear that? Said yes. Said yes very firmly.
That was a firm yes, wasn't it?
A very firm a nod. Yes from Stefan.
Firm yes and a nod.
Pain au chocolat, croissant. Pain au raisin?
Oh, he's a pain au raisin man.
And you?
I'm partial to a little pain au chocolat, a little bit of sugar. Oof, drop shot from Runa into the net.
Same.
Yeah.
I think you can't beat a pain au chocolat from a good boulangerie in Paris.
Ace! Game point to ask the question of Sasha Zverev, who'll shortly be looking for an answer that would take us to a one-set shootout between the two for a place in the quarterfinals. And the happiest people right now for that would be Alex de Minaur and the Alex de Minaur fans, and Little Paul, his super fan.
I hope Little Paul's in bed by now.
Oh, he will be, because de Minaur's not playing. And there we go.
And also, he's had an exciting few days, hasn't he? Being in the player box today for Alex de Minaur. If you missed the story, well, you weren't with us earlier. Alex de Minaur had this little boy who was courtside for his previous match, and he spotted him, and he said that this young man, Paul, who's French, she's not Australian, was cheering and cheering and cheering and cheering, and really got him through the match. And as a consequence, he put a plea out on social media to try and find him. He managed to find him, connected, I guess, with Paul's family. And there was Paul front and centre in Alex de Minaur's player box, clutching the towel that he'd been given at the end of the last match. So it's a very sweet story and a happy day for
and
Paul.
And he'll definitely be present at the quarterfinal.
Well, I think, as I said, he's now the lucky charm for Alex de Minaur. And what an experience. Imagine, he's 8 or 9 years old, I would estimate, from having seen him.
And de Minaur speaks French, so can communicate with him. So Sasha Zverev in that break had another racket, new racket given to him. Marcelo Melo appeared with a little clear plastic bag, a little tub in it, and told the ball boy to take it to him. Ball boy handed it to Zverev, looked at it and said, "What is this?" Then after a couple of seconds, there must have been some recognition and he accepted it with a nod. But at first he's like, "Why are you handing me a bag of white powder?"
Well, it might be, I mean, if he needs to top up his insulin levels or his sugar levels, or it might be some glucose, for example.
Ace. 3 points from the set. Remember, we'll be hearing from Casper Ruud. Came through against Taylor Fritz in 4 sets at the end of this.
Casper Ruud.
Ruud. Five, four. Serve down the tee, snap back, it's a winner. Pass, Vero.
Snap back indeed. It's like a crocodile's jaws, wasn't it? A spring.
Miss serve out wide. Five, four, 15 all, 3 hours, 9 minutes of play. Looks for all the world like we're going the distance. As Zverev serves into the body and it's a double fault. Hasn't been too many of those, so everyone's come to look at the mark. It's marked by Rune. It's pointed out by Renaud Lichtenstein. It's acknowledged by Zverev. They seem to have picked their side.
They very much have, haven't
they? Taken them 3 hours and 9 minutes, but they've picked a player. Serve down the tee, snap back to the feet. Zverev with the off forehand, the backhand cross court from Rune. Rune with the forehand lofted onto the angle, a lobbed, lifted up ball, and a backhand cross court from Rune. Rune with his double handed backhand through the centre of the court. Inside in goes Zverev. Zverev with his forehand, that one sits up. It sliced back and slid into position from Rune. Rune with his double handed backhand through the middle, the backhand cross court from Zverev, the backhand cross court from Rune. Cross court to cross court with the backhands. They go. Who changes it? Who makes a move? It's down the line from Rune. It's forehand cross court from Zverev. It's up the line and deep from Rune. He comes in on the short ball. He goes into the corner and he wins the point. Breakback points for Holger Rune.
His arm is in the air. He's just trying to get the crowd even more fired up, try and feed off their energy. And that's probably the best point that Holger Rune has played all match.
Chances forehand to get us back on serve.
It was a forehand 1-2, wasn't it? Forehand so deep. Zverev just reaching to try and pop it back into court, and the follow-up was irresistible.
Break points for 5-all. Needs his first serve, Zverev. Gets it. Block back, floats. Backhand down the line. The forehand whipped into there. That's a lovely backhand line just placed down the line.
It's almost a signature shot, isn't it, for Zverev? And his backhand cross court is impressive.
backhand down the line. So much power, so much accuracy, so much certainty about how he hits it.
I think Mum's left the box. Runa's mum. Breakpoint number two served down the tee is blocked back. This should be dealt with. Runa can get a racket on it and he passes him! Passing shot winner from Holger Runa and we are back on serve. Who would have thought? Five games all, fourth set.
Absolutely phenomenal from Holger Runa. That passing shot, an absolute stunner. He's fed off the energy. He's fed off the crowd. He's encouraged them to encourage him. And he's turned this fourth set around.
Oh, 5-all. Very much the business end of set four. Runa leads by 2-1. Runa is now serving. He does the 1-2. He comes in. He plays the volley. He drops it over. He kills that ball dead. He raises his fist aloft. Mum is still not back.
Maybe the tension got too much. I mean, it's 3 hours and 12 minutes. Just turned 13 minutes into this match. Maybe she needed to pop out and powder her nose.
Well, we have seen her sometimes in matches, it gets a bit much. We start stuffing a go at her and she will leave. He's asked her to leave the box before here. 15 love. Ace out wide from Runa. That's his 7th ace of the match.
I think I'm right in saying that she's a smoker, so she may have just popped out to try and ease the tension a little bit. Not condoning it. Not my habit. Just saying.
Serve out wide, block back, short ball, back behind Zverev for 40 love.
The perfect service game so far to follow up, getting that break of serve. He's fired up and he's turned the dial up on his tennis.
Serve down the tee, forehand lofted, back the inside out four, and he's found another level, hasn't he, Runa?
Wow, powering two inside out forehands into the corner, just taking things up another level. And now when they resume on serve, it'll be Sasha Zverev, having gone from serving for the set to serving to stay in the set. 6-5 Runa in the fourth, and by 2-1.
But where Holger Runa has struggled is he's found that level on one shot, but he hasn't been able to replicate it on 2, 3, 4 shots. I think this is the best passage of play that we've seen from Holger Runa throughout this match. And the trick now is, can he keep sustaining that level? Almost that change of ends came at the wrong time for Holger Runa, because he's so fired up, he's so full of energy and full of bite at the moment that almost this little pause for him means he's going to have to regroup. But at the same time, all the pressure now on Sasha Zverev. Zverev is up first, plodding towards his baseline before the umpire calls time. And Runa, ever impish, little jack in the box, bouncing around. He'll take up his customary low, wide leg stance on return of serve. And he'll be poised to pounce here.
How is this Zverev serve going to hold up under the pressure of serving to stay in Roland Garros? The winner in Rome, one of the favourites coming into this. And he just swings a backhand into the net and Runa is 3 points from the win.
And the pressure just went up a little notch on Alexander Zverev. Remember, he came from two breaks down in the fifth set in his previous match against Callum Griekspoor.
Served down the tee, forehand through the middle of the court, inside into the corner, the forehand cross court from Rune, the pick up from Zverev, the mid court ball. Rune goes cross court with the backhand. Backhand cross court and deeper from Zverev. Zverev with a double handed backhand. He's just peppering the Zverev backhand, which is a brave thing to do. Into the Zverev backhand again, but he's getting it cross court. Then he slices. Does Zverev deal with the slice? Yes, he does. And there's another slice from Rune. Yes, he does. The flat backhand from Zverev. Double hand from Zverev down the line. The forehand, just spin on that from Rune. Rune not giving him any pace, just spinning the balls in. Down the line goes Zverev. A lofted ball with so much spin brought down by Zverev. Then he spins the backhand up the line, Rune. Rune with his forehand cross court spins it down the other wing, not giving Zverev the pace he wants to work with. But Zverev is being patient. Very deep, too deep from Holger Rune. He just misses, and Zverev played a very patient game there.
He did. He played a patient game. He played an obstinate game. And he didn't fall into the trap that he's fallen into so many times in this match of being outfoxed by Rune's half-paced balls. As you said, Rune hitting with lots of spin, hitting with lots of care. Trying to draw an error from Zverev.
3 points from the tiebreak, 3 points from the match being won. 3 hours 17 on the clock, 12:46 on a Tuesday morning. Forehand is slapped back, cross court swung by Zverev. Zverev with his backhand going cross court again. These mid court balls, he's not doing anything too outrageous. The forehand up the line, the squash shot from Rune is long, and it's 30-15.
That was a poor shot from Rune. He's been on the boil, he's been off the boil, he's been on the boil, he's been off the boil. The passage of play which saw him break, and like I said, it was the first time actually he's been on the boil for a whole run of shots.
30-15. Big serve. Zverev comes in, should finish it off. Does finish it off. Game points for the tiebreak. Zverev swings up into the serve and serves down the tee. And there it is. It will be a tiebreak to decide the set and quite possibly the match.
That's where that Zverev serve becomes so important. It's such a crucial weapon for him. Got him out of trouble against Griekspoor. It's got him out of trouble against Rune. And it's keeping him in this match. Just needs to keep his head here. Remember what he's been doing well. Remember what's worked well against Zverev.
Serving first in the tiebreak, Holger Rune towards the presidential tribune. He stays on the baseline. He thought about coming forward, but he stays back and he hits the backhand cross court. Now he's behind the baseline. Hits another backhand cross court. The backhand up the line from Zverev. Down the line goes Rune. Rune with his double hand. He goes down the other wing. Comes back up the wing. It's cross court and deep from Rune. Rune steps back into a backhand. Drops that a little bit short. The off forehand from Zverev. Zverev steps in on his forehand, but he nets.
Rune there, just a clever change of pace. He just took the pace off all of a sudden. And Zverev, even though it was a short ball, made the error. So smart to do that under pressure.
Gentleman with a Danish flag coiled around his neck, crossing his fingers, hoping, waiting, expecting. Oh, it's that time of night when...
For the trolleys.
Trolleys.
Is it on the trolley?
It's trolley time of night, people. Zverev serves down the tee, slap back, short ball. This is Zverev serving. He's come to the lob is up. Zverev will let it bounce because he knows it's not going to land in the court. Yeah, One point apiece. The second of his two now. Zverev serves out wide. Is pushed back in deep by Rune. Rune scampers to the backhand side. A heavy backhand up the line, but it comes back from Rune. Rune pushing this ball deep. He normally pushed Zverev so far back, but he overcooks the follow-up. And it is 2-1 on serve Zverev.
So hard to predict how this tiebreak is going to go. Five minutes ago, Rune was completely on fire, unstoppable.
Yep.
But the fire has just cooled a little bit. Zverev doing a great job of just hanging in there, doing what he needs to do, taking care of his own serve, taking care of business.
12:50 at night or in the morning, backhand cross court from Rune. Rune spins up that backhand cross court and he slices backhand up the line. And Zverev comes back down the line, the backhand cross court from Rune, the backhand cross court from Zverev, and down the line goes Rune. And Rune with his forehand spins it, sort of spin slash slap, then hits the double hand back and just lofts that ball, takes the pace off it again, takes the pace off it again, spinning the ball to the backhand cross court. You can hear when Zverev strikes the ball, as he does with the off form, but he makes more noise when he strikes it on the backhand side. Rune with the forehand, more pace on that ball, sort of patter caking each other at the moment. The backhand cross court from Zverev, the backhand down the line from Rune. Rune wants a mistake, but Zverev is being very patient. Who takes a risk? No one is taking a risk. The drop shot from Rune. In comes Zverev. He scoops it over. Can he go? No, he can't! He did everything right, Rune. He had the opening for the back behind down the line winner, and he finds the net.
Such a good drop shot. Such a poor follow-up. The play was there. The intent was there. The idea was there. The opportunity was there. And he missed it. Umpire just asking for silence during the point. The point that Iga Swiatek made earlier in the week. Just asking for a little bit of quiet while the ball is actually in play. The atmosphere, which I think was probably a bit flat for the first couple of sets, has definitely risen now, hasn't it?
3-1, mini break Zverev. Holger Rune serving, cannot afford to go double break down, but he does. And it's 4-1. Returner serve comes back on him so quickly, he's not ready for it. He's yelling up towards his box. And now a comfortable position that Zverev finds himself in at 4-1 in the tiebreak. Mum is back in her seat. He's waggling his finger up at his box. 4-1. Serve blocked out wide. 5-1, they change ends. Something that Zverev could have done about 10 or 15 minutes ago, close out the set, but it looks like he might be getting it done in the tiebreak. He doesn't even stop at his bench, he just goes round the net post. Rune stops for a drink. Use of the towel.
A look of intent on Sasha Zverev's face.
Changed ends. A point of the two still to serve for Zverev. 5-1. Oh, that's an excellent serve. Should put this away. Oh, he goes back to Rune. And he has more work to do, but the lob from Rune doesn't find the court. Set points Zverev to take us the distance at 12:54 in the morning after 3 hours and 25 minutes of play.
Well, he's shouting at his box, Rune. He's furious with them. He kind of needs to look closer to home, I think, because got himself into such a great position. We got the break back. That wonderful little passage of play just hasn't been able to sustain it. And it's been a pretty poor tiebreaker.
Set points. Drop shot winner from Holger Rune. Claws back a point. 6-2 Zverev leads. Just another four set points to save. Serves and nets. Second serve. Ball girl scurries across. Serve kicks up the forehand slap back. It's thundered through the court by Runa. Runa's just cracking this ball, going very deep, going for it, Runa. Goes cross court, misses it by a country mile, and we're going the distance. It will be five sets. It's 3.5 hours of play. It's 1 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and we go the distance on Philippe Chatrier. While the players take a break, we'll be hearing from Casper Ruud, who booked his place in the quarterfinals a little bit earlier with a four-set win over Taylor Fritz.
It was a tough one. Very close and tough first set, which luckily went my way. If I had lost that and the second, it would, you know, look really bad. But after the second set, it was still 1-1. He broke me early, and then from there, I just told myself, you know, time to step up. Going to do just my best, just get into a zone and stay there. And, you know, combined with him maybe feeling a little injured and pain, I was able to do that, luckily, and come back in the second and finish strong. Come back in the third and finish strong in the fourth. So happy and proud that I was able to turn the match somewhat around. I mean, it didn't look like it was over, but I was at least down in the third set to break and then came back from there.
You play Novak next. You played him in last year's final as well. Just wanted to ask, what exactly makes him so good on this surface particularly? We think of Nadal as, you know, the clay king, but Djokovic has won 3 Roland Garros. What is it that he does so well here?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely argue that he's the second best clay court player of all time. I mean, obviously you have Borg, who has more titles here than him, but Novak was always close. He always pretty much reached the final and then ended up losing to Rafa. So, and I lost to him last year in the final. I think that he reads the game, you know, unbelievably well. He knows how to use a drop shot well. Obviously, he moves great. So it's tough to hit winners on him. And, you know, physically he's there. He's strong. You know, he never breaks down in a way. You feel sometimes that he will, but he never does. And I think he's shown that the last two matches, playing over 4 hours and looking kind of down and out, but coming back. So I didn't see much of what happened today, but I heard that he was down and even down a break in the fourth and came back from there. So he rises to the challenge whenever he needs to. And I mean, he has all the shots. I mean, he doesn't play as heavy maybe as Rafa and the extreme topspin, but he doesn't need to. He has other qualities that are almost just as good.
To do a bit of follow-up, he played 9 hours and 10 minutes, Djokovic, in 2 matches.
Yeah.
And he's 37.
Yeah.
Years ago, Connors went the same way, path. Played, and then at the end he had to play Chang, and the law, and when he was up 15 love in the fifth, he said, "Thanks, that's enough." And that was an incredible ovation, a standing ovation for him. Do you think that could happen again with Djokovic, that he never surrendered, but he is a human?
Yeah, he is, of course, but I don't expect him to surrender at all. I have to expect him to be fresh, ready, and that it's going to be a tough match. Last year in the final, I got an early break in the first set, I still remember, and then I lost it on the tie break. It was a long, tough physical set, so I'm going to try to learn from that. Not if I get an early break, try not to be broken back, obviously, and I'm just going to expect him to be fresh, ready in 2 days. Not think too much if he played 9 hours, 12 hours, or 4 hours in the last couple of days. So, you know, Novak is Novak. He's going to be ready no matter what. And or at least he's going to do his best to be ready. And typically that's he does it really well. So I'm going to try to think that, you know, I'm 25, he's 37. Maybe it doesn't mean too much because he's still in physically great shape. But he's played a few hours more than me on the way here, and hopefully my